The Alaska Migratory Bird Calendar can be spotted in homes and offices around Unalaska. It features artwork and poetry from students across the state, celebrating the many bird species that can be found in Alaska's National Wildlife Refuge. This week, five Unalaska residents gathered at the Burma Road Chapel to select regional winners for the statewide calendar contest. The regional contest is sponsored by the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge, and it's open to children from Adak, Atka, St. Paul, St. George, and Unalaska. This year, the theme was Alaska's birds and the Great Circle of Life. Lisa Matlock is a refuge environmental educator, and she explains what the judges were looking for.
A lot of what they were looking for was something that told a story about a bird's life. So many of these have nests with eggs or chicks in them. Then it has adults. It often has adults bringing food to the chicks. And some of them have the earth in them. I mean, that was an obvious kind of a connection in the circle of life, was also to have the earth, or even an actual circle that is kind of highlighted with the birds in the middle of it.
Here's an example from the literature category.
Like for the sixth grade entry, I think Gabe Kashutin's entry is a really good one. Mm-hmm. That's called If I Were a Bird. Bird, I see you flying high, way above me in the sky. If I was a bird, I'd fly south with you, away from the cold, cold winter. On our way, the journey would be unpredictable, but then it would start warming up and put an end to our long, cold winter back home. When we would return in the spring, I would lay my eggs and wait for them to hatch. I would teach them how to fly, and the cycle would start over again.
This year, Unalaska led a sweep of most of the age groups. All three kindergarten to second grade winners came from Adak, and one Adak resident won a literature prize in the third to fifth grade age group. But otherwise, all of the other winners came from the Unalaska City School District. Matlock says it's partially because Unalaska is the largest community in this region, and because St. George and St. Paul did not participate this year. However, she also credits the work of the teachers here.
We have teachers who are very dedicated here to having their students do entries. Babby Goodwin and Kathy Liu and Heather Beard every year have their kids do entries. And what's good about that too is that they've got younger kids starting doing entries. By the time they get to Babby's class, they have some practice in trying to figure out theme with artwork. And so almost every year Babby's had a winner show up in the calendar. And Kathy has too. Kathy and Heather Beard have also had winners. But you guys have a nice progression.
Kathy Liu is one of the teachers who Matlock mentions. She says that on top of being an interesting artistic exercise, the project also helps teach students about birds' biology.
We took a look a lot at actual bird pictures, and just trying to get across to them, they needed to get the right coloring and the right structure and big enough. That was the hard part in trying to get them to do their bird pictures, the pictures of specifically of the birds in the picture, large enough that they stood out in the picture.
Susie Golodoff was one of the judges this year, and she says that while there was a lot of consensus about the winners, it was still hard to pick only three.
You know, we wish we could send six from each instead of three. You know, that would make it easier.
The winners of the regional contest will receive ribbons from the Maritime Refuge, and their drawings and poems will advance on to the statewide contest, where their work could be selected for the 2012 calendar. Calendar winners will receive a birding bag, and grand prize winners will get a bike. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.